Dictation for Lydia, L-Y-D-I-A, Cantu, C-A-N-T, as in today, you, August 5, 42, addresses a letter to Dr. Van der Hoof, V as in Victor, A-N-D-E-R-H-O-O-F, 352-8451. Dear Dr. Van der Hoof, a follow-up for Mrs. Cantu, who comes accompanied with daughter in person with chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit in September. There has been anemia with evidence of severe iron deficiency as well as B12 deficiency, preparing for a potential EGD colonoscopy in the near future. Because of the degree of anemia, it's going to require blood transfusion because of to be able to tolerate anesthesia. She denies abdominal discomfort or gross melena or hematochezia. She says that her appetite appears to be good, no dysphagia, no heartburn. There is apparently minor hiatal hernia. She did have a falling episode, question syncope about 2 months ago. Uses a cane. No infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood. Presently no edema claudication symptoms. Just feeling tired all the time. Some degree of dyspnea, but no oxygen, no purulent material hemoptysis, no orthopnea PND, no sleep apnea, no chest pain palpitation, denies skin rash bruises, no bleeding nose gums. Has neuropathy fingers, bilateral. Review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight for blood pressure on lisinopril, metoprolol, prior HCTC was discontinued. On cholesterol management, anticoagulated with Xarelto. The protanix was discontinued as might be exacerbating inability to absorb iron. It started on B12 sublingual as well as folic acid and Pepcid. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight is 216, blood pressure high, 184/60 on the right, 190/60 on the left. There is no valvulitis, no consolidation for effusion, no respiratory distress, no gross arrhythmia, obesity of the abdomen, no gross palpable libre spleen masses or ascites. Pulses are decreased, popliteal, dorsal pedis, posterior tibialis, minor edema, minor distal cyanosis, decreased hearing, normal speech, no focal deficits. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, anemia 7.5, macrocytosis close to 108, abnormal white blood cell platelets. Ferritin was running low at 18 with an iron saturation of 3. Low level of albumin creatinine ratio at 30. Normal sodium potassium acid base creatinine 1.2, if anything improved. In the past 129, 184, present GFR 43, stage 3. There is a low albumin but normal calcium, liver function test not elevated. Present GFR 43. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3, if anything right now, an improvement. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Next number, normal size kidneys without obstruction, incidental simple cysts on the right side, and no evidence of urinary retention. Next number, severe iron deficiency anemia, workup in progress. Next number, B12 deficiency, macrocytosis, workup in progress. Next number, low albumin, not related to kidney disease or severe proteinuria, non-nephrotic syndrome. Workup in progress. Next number, severe hypertension of HCTC. This is the first time that she's in the hospital, very anxious, as well as upcoming EGD colonoscopy. She's going to check it at home before we adjust medications. We might need to go back to HCTC or alternative looking for a calcium channel blockers. She already is on maximal dose of lisinopril. Beta blockers, not the best blood pressure medications. Next paragraph, all issues discussed with the patient at length and the daughter. Come back on the next 3-4 months. They will keep me posted about the findings, EGD colonoscopy, and new blood pressure for adjustment of medications. End of Dictation.